Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we begin here, let me remind you that the Brilliant Ump Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Celsius, one of the best, cleanest energy drinks out there. If you need that little pick-me-up, if you need that little giddy-up to your day, do it like Bob does. Pound down a Celsius to start the day. You cannot go wrong. Pound down a Celsius before your workout. You simply cannot go wrong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from our sponsor. Folks, as we all know, mental health is one of the most important things out there, and you got to do whatever you got to do to make sure that the mind and the body is right. And there's no better way to do that than BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat online therapy sessions. So if you don't have to see anybody on camera, if you don't want to, you don't have to go into an office. It's easy and it's affordable, much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. I know for me, it's always good to talk to somebody. It's always good to air it out, especially when that person is a professional. And with BetterHelp.com, you can do just that. Not only can you do that, but starting now, our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. Again, 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS to get 10% off your first month. Take care of your body. Speak to somebody. Take care of your mind with BetterHelp.com. Bring in the fellas. Let's bring in the boys. Who are the boys? Well, for starters, you have Joey D, that is Giuseppe D, Joey Cold Cuts, Vancouver's finest. He is clean shaven. Back at him for more with the same hat as me that I really appreciate. Joseph, welcome to the program. Welcome to the party. How are you today?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you for asking. Just an outrageously large water bottle, by the way, which I do want to get into. Mikey V, welcome to the ball club. Welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good to be here. Something funny, Joe?
You look a little bit perturbed after watching your team not score a touchdown live.
Whoa! We are starting off. I mean, this is early shot there at the Bears.
I am just presuming his mood. That's all I'm doing.
I'm not perturbed. This is the same old, you know, Aerosmith sang the song, same old song and dance. Same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. That's a rinse and repeat every year of the Bears offense. Then nothing's going to change, and we got better and bigger things to talk about than that mediocre shit stain offense in Midwestern Illinois, Chicago.
The day the Bears offense is good is the day that
Well, you know, I just look around the league and I see Patrick Mahomes. Did you see the play he made last
Unbelievable.
Night?
Unbelievable.
I did. I congratulated him and in
the DMs. I put that up on my story, and that was a nice little drop there.
John. I know. Did you see how he did that? I did. I sent him a note. I let him know.
Congratulated him in the DMs.
Yeah.
But all I was going to say is I posted that play on my Instagram story. And I said, you know, we can't even score a regular we can't even score 6 points the regular fucking way. We can't even just run the ball into the end zone.
It was bad.
Into the end zone. It's just absurd.
All the more reason, okay? I watched you go to MetLife Stadium for a Giants-Bears game. Starting the day at MetLife, there's no way that you were at MetLife. Okay, and you didn't regret not being on your couch watching the NFL Sunday games. There's no way.
I'll say this. The tailgate, I haven't tailgated in – I honestly couldn't tell you the last time I was at a tailgate. I haven't been to one in quite some time. The tailgate was awesome. Shout out to the Fusaro family. Shout out to Nikki Juice. The Fusaro
I do love
family,
Nikki Juice.
This family rolls in style with tailgates. I'm talking about a full-on grill with a double fryer, deep fryer built into the grill. I mean, we were doing sliders, burgers, sausage, stuffed breads. I mean, this was a phenomenal spread. We had the big tent out. It wasn't raining yet. It didn't start raining until I got into the stadium. I had the mezzanine level, club level access, so I didn't have to worry about the rain.
Sounds wonderful.
Disgusting.
It was nice. The most disgusting thing about it, and the most disgusting thing about every time I go to MetLife to watch the Bears, is they fucking lose. They can't ever win there, and they don't win in general. So, yes, of course, there's times where I'm like, you know what? I'm sitting inside anyway. I could have just been sitting at home, but the experience was good. But there is no, they make it now. The NFL makes it. And it actually amazes me how the stadiums sell out weekly, because the experience at home is so involved and in depth with the fantasy and the phone and the tablet and the multiple TVs and the red zone and all of that. I'm amazed that they continue to sell out the stadiums, but it is a fun experience if you go with the right crowd and you do it the right way. Otherwise, there's no reason to ever leave your couch. If you don't have a nice setup, I would never leave.
I even think that most people are going there for the tailgate. I think they enjoy the tailgate more.
Oh, 100.
Well, if you're a fan 100%. Of the team, then it makes sense to go to the games.
I'll tell you what move I don't like, though. I mean, what move I don't hate that I actually really like. I don't think many people do it. I've heard of some people doing it. If you want to get that experience, I'd have no issue with it. I would go to a Jets tailgate, okay? Do a few hours there.
And then go home.
Go home for the games.
That's outrageous.
Go home for the games, Joey D.
That is absolutely outrageous.
I don't hate that. Did they?
A couple people did it yesterday. That's outrageous. That I know, but I heard a couple people like come up to our tailgate, and they were like, yeah, no, we're not going in the game.
Oh, I think
now,
that's
here's where I agree with Joe, it being outrageous. If it's the early slot, if it's the 1 p.m. Eastern Standard kickoff, to me, that's outrageous, because by the time you get there and set up shop, it was like 9 o'clock, 9:30 already. You only got a couple hours before that game's going to kick off. If it's the 4 o'clock and you want to get in there at 10 in the morning and you want to, you know, spend until 2 o'clock, that's like a full day, and then you could leave, and then, you know, I get it for a later slate game, but for an early game to just go and do that, that's a little crazy, but I don't disagree with doing it. I just think for the early game, it's a lot tougher to do that.
But if you go to the afternoon game, you lose all of the early
Bob
games.
Just doesn't want to be anywhere except for
if the tailgate is set up right, you got the TVs out there. Like they had a TV
Why not be? I mean, why not be at home? You don't want to do that. I never understood the people that'll tailgate and then stay outside and like watch it, you know, with the TV hanging out of their truck.
Yeah, well, that's diehard fans.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt for you. And then it ended up being such a shitty game. And I'm thinking, I don't think Mikey V.
And we missed our prize picks by one Fields reception. That sucked.
You know what's sickening to me? Another thing that I wanted to address with you, Mikey V, and I know you probably wouldn't deny this, but, and I'm not getting on you, but we had Justin Fields, okay? We had Justin Fields completions, okay, for the prize picks, all right? Do you know what his over-under of completions was set at?
It was absurd.
11 and a half, and he had 11, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That is crazy. I took it with Joey D and I said, look, if we lose this, I mean, so be it. Justin Fields will be dead to me.
Now, you know, you lost that bet. I mean, they had like
two. They were running the ball when they were down a touchdown.
And they had two or three drops, just flat out drops by the receiver. Listen, it's a bad fucking football team, guys. Don't bet.
I don't want to harp on you. I'm just saying.
No, but I'm saying don't waste your money on any Bears players. If you notice in my prize picks, no Bears players make my prize picks.
Unless you do less.
Yeah, you could do less. That's about. But now they're making that almost impossible because that Fields completion total is outrageously low for a starting NFL quarterback. It's outrageously low. So it's almost like you're damned.
Well, you know, there's one prop you can always play with the Chicago Bears is the over on the field goals.
Yeah, they love
to kick, you know, and they love kicking
field goals and rush attempts.
And Mikey, me and Cutsy hit a parlay on the prize picks. And I do, we were, but I do want to apologize to you because you mentioned in the group chat that why would you not be put into that parlay? My reasoning, and maybe Joe's would be different, mine is once I saw you at MetLife at the game, in my mind, you were in a different element.
Intergalactical.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I really wasn't. I mean, I had a few cocktails, but, you know, and then me and Juice went back to his house after the game. And we ordered
Luna there?
We ordered some Luna. No, Lou was not there, but we did order Luna and had it delivered to the house. And we had a nice feast watching Red Zone for the late slate games.
Wow.
Took a little nap on the couch. It was quite lovely, honestly.
Well, nice. By the way, the Braille and the Dump Show is brought to you by Luna's Wood Fire Tavern. If you need a slice, if you need a good family meal, whatever it may be, Luna Wood Fire Tavern is your place.
We got to go there when we go back to New York. We got to actually eat there next time.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, the fact that Lou, the owner, we went to that Yankee game and we got so banged up and this guy came back to the restaurant and was slinging out pizzas after that game.
He
put the
apron on. I thought he couldn't walk.
That's one of the most remarkable comeback stories. I can't believe it.
The guy was a walking zombie, Bob, and he went behind and he started firing up the pipes.
Yeah, I wish I got to see it.
All in a day's work, he would say.
And then to find out that you guys went to the racetrack after that game, to me, is one of the sicker things.
Well, Dickie Gass had to get his fixing.
Yeah.
One of the bigger degenerates I've ever met, Dickie Gass, this guy. Yes.
Do you want to talk about our fantasy football matchup that we had this week?
He kept watching it throughout the day, Bear Down, and he was like, fuck. And then it was on Red Zone every 5 minutes.
You know,
one of your players was taking that. It was like Pierce would take one to the house, and then Jefferson was going off. And I'm like, at some point, you got to just accept that you've lost.
I got upset with Joe because he kept telling me just to give up, and then I got to stop looking at it. And finally, I was like, I'm not going to give up, Joe. What do you want me to do? You, I don't know how many first round picks you had.
That's what he texted me, Joe. He goes, what did you have? 5 first round picks? I said, Bob, this is no offense. This is what I do.
Meanwhile, I somehow surged without.
Did you win?
I beat Dickie Gass, who is still now 0-4.
I hope Dickie, with all due respect to Dickie Gass,
I beat him by 30.
I love Dickie Gass, but I sincerely hope that he doesn't win a game the entire time. It would be so good for the league. It really would.
Been a rough season for the Alley Cats. So
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
The Alley Cats are where they belong, out in the alley.
Joe, you got to break his balls because I didn't even know you guys were playing each other this week.
I was playing him, and that's the thing is I tried to make him an offer, and I thought, by the way, this was a very good offer. He said last week, anybody who wants to make a trade offer, I'm listening to trade offers.
Yeah.
I sent him in an offer, which I thought was very respectable, Davante Adams, and then I offered him Higbee because he has Njoku. I offered both of those guys for Herbert. And I didn't even hear back from him. Nothing. Silence.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, you know, like if you're gonna make a big outrageous announcement to the league that I'm fielding all trade offers, at least hit me back and be like, oh, I don't like this, or oh, could you do someone else?
So he just
silence.
So he just ghosted you.
Ghosted me. And then I felt like an idiot for putting out the request. So then I had to beat him without Tua by 30.
Now, Bob, I want to switch topics completely, and I want to talk about this potential Joey Swolcutt's OnlyFans account.
I was ready to go there.
This is not serious, guys. You're not serious.
No, I mean,
this is dead serious.
Well, I'll send it over to you, Mikey V. But what I was going to say is, by the way, Cutsy's down 18 pounds right now, which really is good because he's really been committed to it, and he's he stuck to it. It's really interesting to watch him go through with this. With that being said, when he does his weigh-in days,
yeah,
I don't think you've even noticed, Joe. You got to get a new scale.
I got a brand new scale.
I read that scale perfectly fine.
I got a brand new black scale.
He's stripping down though. It's like he's fucking Nate Diaz at a weigh-in. Look at what I just sent you into the group chat.
But Bob, the thing is that like before I was weighing myself on, I was wearing a shirt. What
is this? Bro, you can see he's everything got his in that
balls. He's in his boxers.
I can see right up the chute there, pal.
You can't see anything there.
I'm looking up the chimney.
You got your balls hanging out here. He's fully stripped down. It's one of the most.
I don't want to fucking misconstrue the weight otherwise.
The best part is the logo for the scale is right where his bunghole is. It's right on the money shot for the chocolate starfish right there. Good job, Joseph. I don't know if that was intentional or not.
I saw it.
I probably lost 3/4 of a pound last time to the shirt and shorts I was wearing.
Yeah. It's absolutely sick.
And I had a hat on. And I said, you know what? I'm not. I'm going to do this UFC style. Yes. I went in boxers and that's it.
Yeah. I saw it about an hour before we came on, and I said, I have got to bring this.
Someone DM'd me. They said, you got a good Gooch view going on here.
Is that what they – yeah, you had to take a lot of shit for that, Joe.
No, I've had overwhelming support from
the followers. Well, that's not to say that you don't have the support. We know you got the support. We support you. We know you got
the support in the undercarriage. That's for sure. It's in the undercarriage. We can see that quite clearly. But, I mean, let's get back to the OnlyFans account now, Bob, because I think it's something that needs to be addressed. And okay,
people don't understand the context of what you're talking
about.
Let
Mike
me give the context. Okay, so one of our loyal followers who very loyal follower, we live in the parlance of our times. Our program is accepting of every person from every corner of the earth, black, white, purple, yellow. It does not matter. There is nothing off limits with the Brilliantly Dumb Show. LGBTQ plus all of that. Now a young man who's a fan of Joseph obviously thinks Joe is quite the looker, which now with the poundage droppage, you know, Joe, you kind of brought this on yourself. You're getting all svelte over there, and now you're opening up Pandora's box perhaps to a lot of more prying eyes. So this young man DM'd Bob, I believe, and made it very clear what he wants. He wants a little bit more expose style pictures from Joey Colcutts. And that's when it dawned on myself and Bob that perhaps an OnlyFans Joey Swolcutts account would do numbers.
This is outrageous. Bob, Joe, you're not serious about this, are you?
Your first post could be from the weigh-in today. You are.
That shouldn't have been a freebie.
That should have been George. You know what's bizarre?
No one is going to sign up to an OnlyFans.
You got one.
There's people on this planet that pay for pictures of people's feet.
And by the way, Joe, another thing to consider too, first off, Jet always will send the Bob Does Sports DMs that multiple people will ask Joe for OnlyFans. They don't ask for Perez. They don't ask for me. They ask for Joe. And by the way, Joe, and I'm being dead honest, you can actually make some real good scratch from that. And you don't have to go full nude, but you could do
My parents would kill me if they saw an OnlyFans account up. They'd say, you quit the restaurant business to go post nudes.
I'm not
talking about nudes. We're talking about provocative, like, remember
what, like a loincloth?
Remember in Seinfeld, Joe, when George Costanza did the underwear modeling on the lounge chair? We're talking about something along those lines. Yes. Joe, wasn't a nude. They put that on basic cable.
This is a joke, Bob. You've got to be kidding. What do you have to gain from this? You shouldn't try to use this for content.
I think it would be content, but you do it. Let me tell you, I'd be subscribed real early into that thing. I might beat that kid to the punch.
But Joe, VIP access.
If you actually did it as like a gag, as like a funny... like a funny thing where like you don't post like shirtless stuff.
I'm loving this.
If you just did like funny shit, it would. There's a girl from Barstool who did it as like a joke. You know how much extra money she's making right
she's
now?
She's got to be making so much money.
I think she's racking.
She's probably a hot chick from Barstool. That adds up. I'm not a Barstool chick. I'm not a chick. This is like. Yeah, now, by the way, if we're going to talk about somebody starting OnlyFans,
you're bigger than that now.
Mikey, you're shredded. You're the one who should be doing the OnlyFans.
Mikey V could.
Mikey V looks like Mr. Olympia.
Yeah. Mikey V does.
First of all, I don't. Second of all, I just think the Joe poses would just be great. I could see Joe. We get him out on the greens, Bob, private, with a four iron in his hands, just holding it above his head like this in just the boxers. I don't know.
I actually think, in all honesty, if you do like a funny spoof on it and you commit, I think
you guys
are
pretty sick. You know, we've done a lot of twisted stuff on this podcast. This is one of the sicker individualist things I've heard. I mean, it's just outrageous.
I just hope it happens.
I think it would be absolutely fucking
Mikey V, would you subscribe?
Yeah, I'll subscribe. I want to be a content creator for it. I want to be hired.
Folks, we need to interrupt the Real in the Dump show to let you know about the one, the only, the AG1 coming out of the boys and girls from Athletic Greens. You talk about something that I'm taking every goddamn day. You're talking about AG1 from Athletic Greens. Pop AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie every morning the way that Bob does, and then you could go ahead and thank me later. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and more. Start the day right. It gives me a little bit of a pep to my step, keeps me healthy, keeps me clean, and most importantly for me, supports gut health. With the way that I eat, Lord knows that I need it. AG1 as well is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Your subscription with Athletic Greens comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months or even southern months where we get some sunlight and we don't get as much sunlight. Regardless of when you're taking it, rain, shine, or snow, Athletic Greens is a no-brainer. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You heard it here first. Pop their AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie 5-6 days a week. You could thank me later. Mikey, you know what I noticed too? Like, ever since I've known Joe so long that I've never really noticed the Canadian accent. When he goes to doing these weigh-ins, his accent comes out 10 times. Even like, he's like, okay, folks, here's what we got today.
Don't you know?
It's like a
sequel of Fargo every time he weighs in.
Although, you know what, Bear Down, I will say my girlfriend now, she says that today.
The Sunday Swagger shout out. Good. There you go. You get a plug for Sunday Swagger. The Sunday Swagger collab post with $100 free gift card and the free polo or whatever. That was I had, you know how many people DM me? They were like, oh, here's a layup for Bear Down for an imitation.
And you know what? By the way, I'm getting people telling me I'm stealing Bob's content because I did in front of a mirror. This is what
Bob owns
me. Guy who can do a fucking video in front of a mirror. Yeah, this guy now has copyrights over every mirror in America.
People are so ridiculous.
I'm like, you know, I love you and I love Bob, but you guys really find your own content. I'm just showing. How am I supposed to show what I'm wearing?
I got a really
this
good
guy
Bob.
Owns every freaking mirror in America now. Yeah, I can't even. You know this guy.
And
this,
with the camera lens up. Like,
hi, yeah, what a great day. You know, by the way, you know he put a post out for Corona. Bear Down, listen to this. This is going to really be sick. He put a post out. We both had to do separate posts for Corona, okay? He did one in his bathroom mirror, okay? It gets accepted immediately, okay? I did one going into his house, and they told me, oh, you know, it's not really the appropriate scene for it.
We do it
on the golf course. And then I did on the golf course. I said 4 attempts in.
And finally, on the fourth or fifth, they finally approved. They approved this guy. He's the first one going in the bathroom. They,
a little bit.
A double standard.
God bless Corona. I know they're a sponsor.
I love Corona. And I love them to death.
They're the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what? A little bit of ball breakers over there, Corona. If you remember the Josh Allen interview.
Oh, that was terrific.
I couldn't wear this shirt. I couldn't wear that.
That's what happens when you work for a big PR, PR.
Whoa, Joe, you just totally, hold on, Joe. You just totally switched.
Joe, come on. They're ball breakers. That's
I'm saying about what you wear. I'm saying about what you wear.
You just, as soon as we switched the mic, you did a total
180. No, total 180. You left me swimming
in the ocean. It's unbelievable.
What I'm saying is what you're wearing is
different. He was drowning and he threw me a fucking cinder block. Thanks,
Mikey, Joe. I'm just saying what you're wearing.
I'm just saying they were ball breakers about what I wore. Where do you find a shirt?
I'll tell you what, Bob.
As Bob wears
If Bear Down was sponsored by Corona, I tell you what, I would be singing the Corona praises for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I'm a Modelo guy, but yeah, good.
They own Modelo.
Oh, well, then I'm a big fan. I think Modelo is the greatest beer. Crushing, most crisp, easiest to drink. And if you're looking for something,
I will say, when Mikey V, we had that, what he was referencing. To the ones who don't know, is when we did the interview with Josh Allen, it was Corona. So we brought Mikey on, who wasn't sponsored by Corona, and they had an issue. Mikey's all excited. What did Mikey have on? Did he have
the Corona polo?
They were supposed to send us Corona polos.
No other asshole had a Corona. And Bob was in the Jupiter. Episode of the show when you assholes told me to wear the Christmas sweater.
Yes.
And I thought I was getting fucking punked.
Oh, yeah.
we're an ugly Christmas sweater. And no one came on in a Christmas sweater.
Oh, it is absolutely...
But Mikey V, your dedication is duly noted. It's undefeated.
But you got to understand, Mikey, with the big PR companies, things work a little bit differently.
You see Mikey V today in his ad for Rollback Bob video. Like he was bundled up in the freaking sub-zero Atlantic, Antarctic temperature.
Mikey wanted to promote Rollback so bad that he acted as if it was 20 degrees. It was like 58 and sunny out, and he's trying to show
51. Guy's bundled up like he's going to the North Pole. I'll say, but I will say,
good ad.
You look phenomenal. And by the way, that
one brand that'll never let you down.
That is true. I'll tell you, man. some of the classiest individuals.
Mikey V, I need to get one of those vests. That looks fire.
The vest is just the vest is a game changing play because the hoodies, as warm as they are, they're an athletic hoodie, so they're meant to be a little bit more. You know, you can move around.
You know what?
If you're really looking for that warmth, you throw a vest over the hoodie. Now, we went out for our anniversary, and I tried to explain this to people. We went out to a phenomenal steak dinner.
That looked great. Saturday
night. It looked wonderful.
It was awesome. Awesome dinner. View of New York City, Edgewater, New Jersey, the whole nine, spared no expense, like John Hammond from Jurassic Park. Spared no expense. But what I wore, Rollback quarter zip over a Rollback polo, Rollback vest over it. You could just layer it on with these people.
Yeah, and everything looks it's pretty tremendous. And I do love Rollback, but I will say something that Giuseppe D has really got me going on.
Go ahead.
Me and Cutsy went into Lululemon.
Well, what you should do it in your buy segment.
Oh, I think he has, though, the shorts, right? The Lululemon shorts you're talking about?
No,
I went back to the well and I went bonkers.
Right.
I did.
This guy looked like his grandma just gave him a fucking $1,000 Christmas gift. He was just, oh, this is good. This is good. He's pulling every fucking thing off. He said, I'm ready to do some shopping today. So I said, okay, let's go shopping. So we went to the Grove. Okay. And we went to Lululemon first. And by the way, I bought two pairs of pants, right? Cost me like $260. So it wasn't like I was Mr. Cheap.
Okay.
Mr. Cheap. Okay. I bought joggers.
That's about right.
They're really nice, you know? Yeah. After tax, they're like $240 or something. So I bought two things. It's not like I went Mr. Cheapo. This guy, he picks up a thing of underwear. It's $68.
For how many pairs? Three?
Three or four, I think. He goes, oh yeah, this is a book job. He's going the hands.
Book job.
I look at the clearance items. I'm like, Bob, you like anything in there? He's like, no, I'm good. Just grabbing everything off the racks. He spends, I don't even know.
Like supermarket sweep.
Then we go into the Apple store. Okay.
Oh, no.
The guy buys a brand new Apple Watch, you know, the creme de la creme.
The big one? The new big one?
He didn't like the big one, so he didn't get that. But he got the other one, the 8 Plus.
Yeah, the 8 Series. Yeah, good for you,
Bob. The 8 Series. He goes, yeah, you know, I like this leather band. Goes and buys the Hermes leather band.
Oh, no, that's like $1,000.
Yeah, it was. This guy must have. And then we went to Nike. I wanted to go look at some shoes. He ended up buying a pair of shoes. I didn't. This guy was like freaking, you know, little Macy Gray going for a freaking Christmas shopping. He must have spent $2,000.
Hey, you know the best.
Barbecue sauce.
You know the best part too. I've been wearing the Apple Watch. I don't know how to transfer it, so I haven't even turned it on.
Oh my God, Bob.
Because I just like the way that it looks, and it's like this big transfer process.
You know your messages and everything go through it.
Yeah, it's easy. It
should be easy. Yeah, I know, but
now that leather band, you're obviously not gonna wear that, you know, because you go to the gym and stuff. You can't
got a Nike sport band.
Yeah,
as well.
You gotta wear those. You gotta interchange the sport
band. Yeah, well, because I wanted the one to work out with.
And you know what? I have a leather band also for the watch when I go out. Nice. If I'm going to wear it out, but I mean, it's certainly not her.
By the way,
I think it's Amazon. I believe it's Amazon.
Speaking of
$40.
And you know what? He probably charged it to the LLC
to hit the national store.
Yeah, Amazon. That was pre-LLC.
Everything for Bear Down's a fucking write-off now at this point.
Bear Down has the 14 plus, bro.
Yeah, let's. Let's just keep that in mind.
I was two generations behind, gentlemen. I
will say, as a content creator, that thing.
Oh, you! And by the way, Bedan, you are a content creator.
Yeah, if you're a content creator, the special camera is a game changer. Like even when I'm on the golf course, I had an 8 plus is what I had before. I moved to the 13, whatever it is.
You have to have that high res camera, bro, because
it's a game changer.
You film so much stuff.
That thing on cinematic? Oh my
yeah,
God.
Cinematic. Yeah, that is.
No, I didn't have that. I didn't have that till I got this phone.
Oh, right. That's why I said I'll give you a pass because you need to have that.
Speaking of watches, Mikey V, you remember when we came over to the East Coast for Joey's retirement? What did I get? What did I get, Cuts?
You got him a Tag Heuer.
Yes, it's
right?
A beautiful
Tag.
Watch. Tag.
Five,
yes. Tag.
This thing may have been $5,000. Okay. Do you think that I've seen him wear it once since?
Well, no, because I got to get it calibrated. The timing is off.
But there's we had dinner with his girlfriend at Cut Steakhouse, and I'm thinking
I was
to myself,
say,
he's going
to
wear
the
watch
right,
tonight.
It needs to be the right spot, but
totally.
That certainly would have been the spot.
That would have been the
I haven't
right
seen
spot.
The watch.
I don't know. I got to go with Showtime.
Well,
I don't
how about,
know how to
how
get it
about
calibrated.
This, how about this, Joe? You just bring it to any jeweler, they'll calibrate.
Of course.
Any jeweler really? Can calibrate.
Bob said I got to bring it back to the place he got it at.
No.
And then he never told me where he got it.
That's not fair, Joe. I said Century City Mall.
When you book
what shop? I don't know.
When you book the trip to come back to the East Coast, bring the watch. I got a guy. Very well-known jeweler. He's actually verified on Instagram. Shout out.
Johnny Jewels.
handled my engagement rings, my wedding rings. Shout out Al the Jeweler, verified on Instagram. Handles all NFL, NBA guys. So we'll go to him. Get the watch calibrated.
Is Al Tribe?
Is what?
Is Al Tribe?
What the fuck does that mean?
Jewish?
No, he's not.
Oh, really? Italian?
Bob
immediately lost all interest.
I'm Jewish, but I did have a phase where I really went mental. And I had like a big hardcore, like very spiritual with God. And I growing up, I didn't really know what my religion
what
was. My parents, I was very hardcore. Like, I felt like if I did anything wrong, God would punish me. Like I kind of went a little mental. And so you'll see me in some videos way back in the day wearing a cross where I'm Jewish, but I was in such, and my parents never said anything. They just kind of let me run wild. But I did have like a phase where I would wear a cross, which is by all means. I mean, my mom's Catholic. I don't know where I was going with that.
I would hope that when you come back out for the fall trip, that Joe wears the watch.
Where's the watch?
I will wear the watch. I promise you, I'll wear it to dinner when we all go out for
dinner.
Appreciate
that, Joseph.
Okay, good.
And by the way, the only thing I think, but from a religious standpoint, Ticket and I see that Bob made a deal with the devil in Miami. Because since Miami, this guy can do no wrong. This guy would fucking wipe his ass with toilet paper and then sell it on the block.
Hermes leather Apple
watch. Hermes. Yeah, whatever. Bob, what? Hermes, I was looking Hermes, for myself. Whatever. I go, what band? You go, he goes, oh, I got this one, the Hermes. The Hermes. The Hermes. Oh, it's
$100. You know what? Man. Treat yourself, Bob.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You deserve it. You do deserve
I gotta turn
Bob
it on.
Is not Bob's not a guy who like he's not the type of guy like one thing about Bob, like you never see him like he doesn't like go out and buy like a fucking like a Mercedes S550. He's never wearing any kind of gaudy jewelry. He's never he's never like in a Gucci fucking jacket or like something outrageous. So you know what? God bless.
Guys. Yeah, give it time. Give it time.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I said to Joe? I said, yeah, Joe.
And you know what? You deserve it. That's not a bad thing if you have that.
But no, but I, in all honesty, I really don't. I mean, we had that day where the times where I do, I'll really like go for, but I don't really spend my apartment. I'm fine with my car. I'm fine with.
Well, your car and your apartment are great. You have a Lexus and you have a fucking brand new apartment.
Yeah, that backfired a little bit.
Oh no, I mean,
but
no,
I don't
you're not flashy. Like you don't go over the top. It
never comes off as flashy.
No, and I appreciate that, fellas. I really do.
Now, Joe, on the other hand, is
now, I said to Joe this morning, I was like, Joe, when we take this thing to the moon, I was like, do you know how scary he would be? Oh. Like Joe with like 20 million in the bank would be the bougiest.
There's one thing I've always wanted. If I ever made it to be that big,
what is
G-Wagon?
That, Joe?
Well, the G-Wagon is more realistic. This is not realistic, but I always wanted, if I ever made it like catastrophic, I wanted to get like a peppermint green Lamborghini.
Really?
like a lime green.
I'm a mint guy, so I like that.
Like a lime, like, you know, like a, one of those mint lime green.
Well, lime and mint green. Well, no. Mint
well, like it's green, kind of yeah. like, you know, that, that's kind of like,
but
you know,
that mean, be,
like that to, neon green.
Color. Yeah, Joe, yeah, that's the one. I don't know how to pronounce.
That doesn't, to me, like, that's not you. Like Joe had a time when we were working at the Four Seasons Hotel where he got a guest
I don't have that kind of money.
A guest who took a liking to him gave Gutsy his truck, and it was one of the most obnoxiously large, just
was a big
over
boy.
The top trucks.
What was it? A Denali or something?
It was like a Raptor, I think, or some.
Oh, it was a pickup truck.
Yeah, it was huge.
Oh, okay.
I have a video of him pulling into my old place with it. It was so Joe because it was just loud. Like it was loud. It was like,
well, I could run anyone off the road if I wanted.
Yeah, that fits.
I think you should get a Lamborghini with the print from that polo on it.
Yeah, you probably would.
Oh, that would be sick.
Promo code.
I'm not buying a Lamborghini anytime soon, but I'm saying, what, Mikey, what would be your big thing if you ever had that kind of, like, would you buy a flashy vehicle?
No, I'm an SUV guy. I be just because of my size. I can't be. I mean, could you imagine trying to fit me in a fucking Lamborghini, bro? Like, it ain't gonna happen. So, like, I mean, I got a big.
Well, Shaq fit in one.
I got a big truck now, but I would probably get like the biggest Escalade they make, or like the biggest
Escalades. By the way, are back. Have you seen the new ones? They're so gorgeous. Nice. They're I almost gorgeous. Will pay more money on an Uber Lyft now or a Lyft ride now. To sit in one of those black SUVs.
Gorgeous.
Those, you feel like royalty. It feels like they're going to open the door for you when you come around the back.
There's certain guys like where you just feel so comfortable when they're behind the wheel. When Mikey picked me up from the airport in Newark, I've never felt safer in a vehicle in my life. he mans the living shit out of that steering wheel, and he's in this big SUV like – You feel very, very comfortable.
Yeah,
it's like us being at him and Billy.
I love that car, bro. Like,
how do you drive?
An Expedition.
Oh, those are big.
People in Newark are going to be looking for that Expedition.
No, it never goes to Newark. It stays in my driveway.
Yeah,
like, I have another car that I bring.
I could so see cuts. But by the way, like, you know, you don't want to have the people who have like a Lamborghini, like on the days where you're not going out to like a fine dinner, I don't want to go to the grocery store in a Lamborghini.
No, listen, if you have a Lamborghini, odds are that's not your only car.
Yes,
if you have a Lamborghini,
that's your going to
have an
car.
Everyday, yeah, you know, true. you're gonna have like a 7 Series BMW or a 5 Series BMW or S550.
Not Joey D though. I Cutsy would roll up to Ralph's supermarket in that Lamborghini. No,
if I had a Lamborghini, I would ride all the time.
Yeah,
I really would.
It's special today.
7 Series. We went in the BMW. We sat in the back, and Bob goes, they had like these cushion
seats. Oh, yeah, I do.
Bob goes, now like this I could get
you. Yeah, that was terrific. Because there's certain cars that are good passenger cars. Like the, what's a passenger car? The Rolls Royce, apparently, as good as
Rolls Royce. Well, that because those are cars that are really actually like the Maybach. The Maybach Mercedes is meant to be ridden in, not driven, really.
Or
like
the Phantom.
Maybach is like if you have a driver. That's why it's got the pillows in the back seats.
Yeah.
It's meant to be ridden in, not really.
That would be
driving. That's what I would. If I had all that money, I wouldn't want to drive. Why would you want to have to worry about
driving?
Would
love to see the jet as your driver.
He doesn't
drive.
Now, we'll
pay him well.
He doesn't drive.
Really?
I've seen jet drive maybe 2 times. He gets too frantic.
Okay.
He's a nut on and off.
What is
on
it,
and
the
off
anxiety?
The wheel. Yeah, I think he's just nuts. If he has to drive, he just like freaks out. Like he'll throw a fit. Yeah. There was a time where after we played golf, we were doing it with the Nelk boys, Salim from the Nelk boys, and he was watching me get pretty sauced at Mastro's, and I didn't expect to do that. And we were putting down the drinks, and the jet had to drive, and he was throwing a fit.
Really?
Absolutely throwing a fit. Boys, I think it's time. By the way, we got a big old Monday night game today. And I'll tell you what, I know we're not done here yet. Terrific pod. Terrific energy. So let's clap it up for us and let's clap it up for the viewers right there, guys. Very, very good stuff there, Joey D. Very, very nice. Okay, I like the top five today. It's a good one. This is actually on behalf of our dear Mikey V. Mikey V suggested this top five. And Mikey V, we're going to go ahead and actually start with you. And you tell the folks actually what the top five is going to be.
Top five is going to be the top five hangover foods. Top five foods to have after a long night of whatever it is you like to partake in and feel like shit the next day. Now, I do have a question. So let's say, and this is bound to happen, and I think we need a ruling on it. Are we going very generalized? So if I say fast food, is that not acceptable? Do we have to get a specific fast food? I think that's a fair question to ask before we all start. Joseph?
I went fast food route. I didn't think it was... I like greasy food,
but
I think that's going to be a major overlapping theme for most, but I'm just saying like, do you think like, is that too generalized? Like maybe we should say a specific, I think that maybe make it a little more interesting.
Yeah. I do. The problem is I didn't prep for that. I had more generalized, but
I generalized.
Yeah. Okay. So did I.
Yeah. I don't think it should be like just fast food. I think you should say what particular item you like. It doesn't have to say Wendy's cheeseburger, but you could put cheeseburger.
Okay.
Are you guys okay with that? Do we agree all?
I just put cheese. Yeah. I don't need to put like a McDonald's cheeseburgers. Yeah. Just generalized.
Okay. Yeah. Generalized.
Yeah.
All right. Mikey V, you could start us off.
Oh man. I didn't think I was going to be first. So I'm still tossing five. Tossing around with number five here. I really am. And it's going to cost me. It's going to cost me. I feel like it's going to cost me dearly. I really do. Oh, Jesus. Number five. What's the matter?
I was going to say, you're due for a really bad take, by the way. So
I'm due for a clunker.
You really are due for
I know.
This man's been running real hot lately.
He has. He's due to misfire. So
bundle up, boys. It's about to get cold.
it's a crisp 55 out here.
What
today.
Better time to wear your rollback vest?
Very good point,
code, Mikey V.
Very good point, Joseph. Very good point. Number five. I'm going to go with. I would say diner food, but obviously I have to be more specific than that. So give me pancakes at number five. That's what I'm going to go with at number five. Give me pancakes at five. I just feel like pancakes, one of those meals where like you really, if you're any sort of a normal human being who has some regard for themselves, it's not something you could eat every morning. It's just too much. And it's not something like that I'm going to go out and order every time I go out either, because I just feel like it's very slovenly at times. It's so filling. But after a night of heavy drinking and you just need to sop it up with some heavy syrup, melted butter, nice fat stack of flapjacks. Give me pancakes at five. Number four, I'm going to go with the breakfast sandwich at number four. Taylor ham, egg and cheese, bacon, egg and cheese, sausage, egg and cheese, any of those variations on a roll, on a bagel, preferably. Breakfast sandwich at four. Number three is fast food. I'm going to go fast food. More specifically, I guess I would go in the nugget direction. I would go chicken nugget direction. Wow. Really greasy there. Throw in, I mean, but listen, if we're being totally honest, if I'm in a ravenous mood, it may be 10-piece nugget, junior bacon cheeseburger times three, classic single with cheese. I mean, it could be a Frosty thrown in there. Mm-hmm. It could get really outrageous, but fast food at three. Number two, near and dear to my heart. There is nothing better than being hungover and it's a cold winter's day and you're sitting at home on a Sunday and you're wondering, football's about to come on. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You hit that number pad and you call up your favorite Chinese restaurant. You just order a smorgasbord of fucking Chinese food to the table. Chinese food, the greasier, the better. Give me sesame chicken. Give me the egg rolls, obviously, right, boys? Egg rolls. Give me everything you got to offer. And then number one, I think the king of all hangover food, same type of scenario. It's got to be pizza. I mean, you could just go to town on a pizza pie and like the more outrageous the order, again, the better. I just think the orders can become so extensive. But yeah, pizza one, Chinese two, fast food three, breakfast sandy four, flapjacks five. That's me, boys.
Joe, do you have any issues with that list there?
No, that's pretty good. I have no issue.
I'm surprised just in the sense of, I got no issue with the list. I just thought for you, I thought for sure that the bacon, egg and cheese or the Taylor ham, egg and cheese was going to be higher.
Higher? It could have been probably three. I don't think I'd put anything over Chinese or pizza. I don't think, I think the highest it would have went was three.
I wanted you guys talk up Chinese so much and I'm not a huge Chinese food guy.
Shame.
But I had it last night.
It's a damn shame. It really is. It's one of the more.
The way Joe says it is not in a joking manner. He really means it.
Like, it's really disappointing. It's one of my favorite things.
Less of a person because you don't.
I think Mikey V and I going out to Chinese would be truly a spectacle.
Yeah, it would be a treat. Because I think there'd
be some things he would order that I wouldn't know about. And there'd be some things that I order that would be game changers.
And you know what,
Bob, you would just sit there and just, you know,
you'd have a good time though, because he would eat all those things that we already Joe. He would enjoy himself.
Yeah, you guys go out for Chinese. I'll go to Maine with cousins, Maine lobster. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, they're not happy about it.
Yeah, they aren't happy. I haven't heard much.
Yeah, I hear from Jim. I hear from Jim.
Although I did hear regularly. From, he's a nice I heard from guy, Jim. Man. Jim hit me up when I did the lobster mac at Catch, and he goes, "Where's the lobster?" good friend. You know what? He's right. There's actually bigger chunks of lobster in the fucking cousin's Maine lobster mac and cheese than you get in Catch.
Yeah, you guys have heard from Jim. I have not heard from Jim.
Well, yeah, he's very upset with you.
Bob, you think that bothered him though? For
of real? Course, the guy invited you out to his home.
I'll be totally honest. If it was me, it probably would have. It would have irked me. It would have rubbed me the wrong
way. And then Bob was upset because we didn't get the sponsorship. Well, you know, you spit on the face of the sponsor. Of course, you're not.
You the CEO of the company. People want to break my balls about complaining about how long the line is at the food truck.
I basically welcomed you into the family, and you said, "No, I'm good, thanks."
Bob, you know what? I'm at a loss for words.
Perez on board.
I'm at a loss for words because I
there's nothing to say. Let's just move on.
But why wouldn't you guys say any? Why wouldn't you guys say anything?
I got to be honest.
Beardown said on two shocked. Podcasts he was begging you to go to Maine.
Yep.
Bob goes, well, what's in Maine for me? What do I got to go to Maine for?
Let me tell you something. I just don't see myself going to Maine anytime soon.
I have no desire to go to Maine. Meanwhile, the guys listening to the next podcast probably like, fuck this guy.
This is so sick.
I mean, it's
but why would you guys Bob? On the side be like, hey Bob, by the way, you're a little out of line about that thing. I thought it was
a little offside. Is it offsides or offside? Jesus, I always have this problem.
It's a little out of bounds, I would say. It was out of bounds.
Yeah.
Wow. That I'm speechless because I didn't think I was wondering why we didn't, but I didn't think that would upset him. It's coast to coast.
He didn't tell me he's pissed off at you. I'm just presuming.
Well, you guys have heard from Jim. I haven't heard from Jim.
Well, yeah.
Not good.
You probably ain't hearing from him anytime soon either.
I fuck you guys. Can I do the list here?
Is that a 49ers?
Go ahead. Do your
49ers.
All right. Number five. Suck. Now, I did have that. I did have Chinese last night because I said, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I want to get on board.
Yeah.
It was absolutely tremendous. It really was. So I can't put Chinese in my top five. I think I'm going to end up working my way there with how much I loved it last night. I sent Joe a picture of it.
Honorable mention? Chinese?
It wouldn't be right because I haven't done it enough.
Okay.
But I do love the anything with the cream cheese rangoon.
I love crab rangoon.
Crab rangoon, yeah.
Yeah, that I love. Yeah,
everybody loves that. And actually, I took a lot of flack on my Chinese list for that, Joe. A lot of people were like, "Where's the crab?" Nobody has crab rangoon.
I'll be honest. I think there's a lot better items than crab rangoon.
But the only thing with the rangoon is they make it so.
I don't want to interrupt, but we do have a Rams field goal upcoming, which is
Is it coming right now? Because we could hang on and root on this field goal.
It's coming right now.
What channel is it on?
Let's root on this field goal. Let's root on this field
goal. It's on ESPN, and we have the Matt Gay over eight fantasy points. So this would be 3 points for us.
This would be big.
Now, Mikey, I want you to announce it for the followers, though, as if you're on the play-by-play. But just so they know, this is really big for us.
And we have Matt Gay lining up. He's made the last 36 of his field goal attempts from 45 yards.
That's the kiss of death.
All right! Mikey B!
Right. And the kick is down the middle, and it's good.
All right. There's one, boys.
Taking early 3-0 lead.
Okay, there's one, boys. Okay. All right. We're going to get over to the game. Last thing I do want to say about the crab rangoon, the way it's shaped, they make it so hard to get your mouth around it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's such a weird shape.
Yeah. They have it in like a ribbon top, like the two sides.
Yeah. Very strange, but damn good. So I actually am right with you, Mikey V. I got the flapjacks at 5.
Wow.
It soaks everything up. Sometimes I'll do IHOP and just get any type of pancakes. Pancakes at 5, I got no issue, solely for when I'm hungover. I don't really do pancakes if I'm not hungover.
You can't.
4, I got the pizza. I think the pizza's a no-brainer to throw in on there. 3, and I'm surprised you didn't have this in, Mikey V, because the ones that you get are by far the best. You send pictures. I get very jealous of it. The sub sandwich. Give me any type of sub sandwich hungover. You don't like that, Mikey?
I do, but you know, it's just like, I do like it, but I like a hot sandwich, like a Philly cheesesteak, maybe, or a chicken cutlet, fresh mutts, something along those lines. But I just feel like if I said sub sandwich, then people are going to think, oh, this, like a turkey sandwich would never be something ever that I would order hungover. Like I would never order like a cold cut sandwich hungover. It would have to be a hot sub.
See, I got a meatball sub.
Yeah, it's a meatball parm, chicken parm, veal parm, or like Bob said, you know, whatever he said, the first thing he said, and that would be more along the lines. I couldn't do a cold sub hungover. It wouldn't do me right.
Yeah, I had a sub called the Godfather the other day when I was really, really hungover. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. Yeah, I really had a little bit of everything. Like it was almost like an Italian sub
cold.
In a way. Cold, correct.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So I got that at 3. 2, give me the cheeseburger. Take the cheeseburger at 2, hamburger, but the cheese really soaks everything up. And then I got number 1. If you know, you know, Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. You could do the bacon, egg, and cheese, no problem, because you can only really get Taylor ham in New Jersey, tri-state area. But yeah, I do have that at the 1. I thought that was going to be high up your list there, Mikey V.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I do have no issues with your list. We head over to Joey D.
So I'm in a bit of a conundrum here because I actually, believe it or not, I don't get hangovers. So I don't.
Oh, God, is that something?
It's not a lie, Bob. I've never been hungover. So I don't know. It's maybe a little bit different for me, but I'll just go based on what is Mikey doing.
I just can't listen to this again.
I've seen you hungover, Joe.
I just get tired.
That's part of the hangover though.
But I don't get sick. I don't throw up.
But neither do I. I don't get sick and throw up, but I mean,
I could drink an absurd amount and not feel
hungover. No one's disputing that. I've seen you go. You can go, but the next day, I mean, after the Audi Club day, Joe, when you strolled into my house that next day, you were hungover, Joe.
I don't know if I was hungover. I was freaking. I just ate half a pie from that freaking Star Tavern. Yeah, I was freaking ready for bed. Is what I was ready for.
Okay,
but anyways, I put a list together regardless. Okay,
that's
right. And number five, I do have a cheeseburger. I mean, I think it's just like, it's just something greasy and good. I will roll with the cheeseburger. At four, I'm with Mikey V in the Chinese department. I love Chinese food. I think it's. It's delightful, and you can mix up. The variations are endless, what you can have. So give me Chinese food at four. And number three, I love having breakfast items. So I put on here bacon and eggs, but I could also transition to other things. But I'm going to stay with bacon and eggs. I think breakfast is great. Like a breakfast item is delicious. So I'll go bacon and eggs at three. And number three, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to do... Instead of, I'll put breakfast at two. At three, I'm going to put French fries. Nobody put French fries in. I like just a big thing of French fries.
I mean, it would be in the fast food order, no doubt. But I hear what you're saying.
So French fries at three, then the breakfast play at two, and at one, I got pizza. I think pizza is as good as it gets. For a morning after a big day of drinking, not that I'll be hungover or not, but... Yes. What just happened? Something big happened. No. All right.
Here we go. Come on. We want it right now, Mikey V.
And we are now transitioning to a live feed from the podcast.
Okay.
This is a big start, Mikey V.
Let's do honorable mention. Okay. Cause you know what? It's not fair to the viewers here. Okay. Yeah. Let's do the honorable mention and then we'll get out of here. But it's been a terrific pod. It really has been a long pod. It's been a terrific pod. Honorable mention. I will start it off. I agree with Mikey that I would have gone with the French fries in the hamburger route, but I respect that. Something that I've been getting into a lot lately is cheese fries. There's a place
Burgers. Yeah. You got to go to Canada and have some poutine.
Yeah, I will say in Montreal I had poutine.
But is it like the stuff we had in Switzerland though, Joe?
No, it's nothing like that. It's
just
French fries with gravy and cheese. It's unbelievable.
I'm on a cheese fries kick, and I can't kick it. It is. I love them. Joey D.
Give me the sub sandwich. I'll put that in at my honorable mention. I do agree with Mikey. I prefer like a hot item sandwich, like a meatball or chicken parm sub. But yeah, throw that in for my honorable mention.
Yeah, honorable mention, just give me a big dish of pasta. It doesn't matter what it is. Any type of pasta, rigatoni bolognese, something along those lines, a little heartiness to it. And that's good with me.
Well, I'll tell you what, fellas, that does do it for another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Terrific, terrific stuff. Let's just clap it up again one more time.
That was a good one.
Because that was very good. That was very, very good. I didn't think we had our sauce the last week. I think we absolutely had the sauce this week.
Special.
Joey D. Mikey V, we will see you next time. That's another edition.
Hey, boys.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Love you too, boys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.